After about 90 minutes of debate, Commissioner Vilma Leeks spoke up for the first time in support of extending benefits to the same-sex spouses of gay employees. She invoked the memory of her son.
And to think about one that I had, a son that I birthed, that died of AIDS, and I did not know that in 2010 I would be sitting here to defend that process and his lifestyle.
Then the smiling Bill James leaned over and spoke to Leek.
James, come on. You won't make me hurt you.
It's,
don't do that to me.
It's difficult for me
don't talk about my son.
In case you couldn't make that out, James said, your son was a homo. Really? James declined WFAE's request for an interview. He said he lost his voice after Tuesday night's lengthy meeting and speaking Wednesday morning to Keith Larson on WBT AM. At first, James told Larson that he was in the process of saying homosexual, but was cut off by Leek. He changed his story after Larson played a clip of the exchange that made clear that wasn't the case.
Look, I don't care if I said homo. I don't think it changes the reality of it. But that's why I said, you know, whether I said, is he a homo really or is he a homosexual really, I'm okay with either one of those.
Well, it might not change.
And he went on to say,
the fact that her son had engaged in a lifestyle and had died of HIV/AIDS as the reason for her vote, then I was curious to know what lifestyle it was she was talking about. Because usually you don't use the term lifestyle to refer to a blood transfusion.
In an email to WFAE, James also called Leek a, quote, religious hypocrite. The reason? Because her deceased husband was a bishop in the AME Zion Church, which James says has historically opposed homosexuality. And he added, quote, she used her son's lifestyle and his death from HIV/AIDS to justify in public voting for benefits to allow more individuals to use tax dollars to engage in the very behavior that resulted in her son's death. James and Leek often disagree, but Leek says she was shocked by James' comments, and she doesn't buy that he was trying to understand what she meant when she referred to her son's lifestyle.
He said exactly what he intended to say, and which was negative. It was an insult, and it was unacceptable for a commissioner to say that about anybody's child, and he said it publicly.
Commission Chairwoman Jennifer Roberts has called on James to apologize, but Leek says she doesn't know if she'd accept one. In any case, it doesn't sound like James is interested either. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.